So sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I think you're really cute, because I want you back. You know, I think constantly, you know, because I have no idea what's going on in your life. I know the struggles I go through. I don't know any more the struggles you're going through. And I wonder about that. You know, my constant prayer is for the Lord to bless you. But how? I don't know how anymore. I don't know. I don't know the big things or even the little things that are going on with you. I used to know those things. You know, because something about committing to walking hand in hand for the rest of our lives together. But anyway, that's apparently an idea that's rejected by the PCA, I'm guessing. Speaking of, I watched a video, a discussion, and one of the things that was brought up was a book, Why Churches Die, Diagramming Lethal Poisons in the Body of Christ. And one of the authors was a guy who claimed to be a former Muslim turned Christian and ended up as major positions, you know, chancellors or whatever, of various Christian seminaries and so forth. And one of the statements in his book was public sin, public confession. And he turned out to be a fraud. It turned out to be a tremendous fraud. Ergun Canner. And he lied about a whole bunch of things and got relief in all his positions and so forth. But the point he made, why churches die, public sin, public confession. May I suggest there's a public sin within the PCA, besides all the things that are making the news about its embrace of, there's the homosexual influence. Other thing is, when you claim to say you use the scripture as your final authority and then walk away from a man trying to reconcile, walk away from the definition of marriage, walk away from obedience to Christ versus obedience to the state, violating the 1 Corinthians 6 and so forth, when you do all that, that's very public. And a public sin is public confession. And I do believe this is something that people I can mention need to do. And the issue here is, it's not a flawed man confessing to a perfect man. It's one flawed man and another flawed man pursuing reconciliation together. It's the only options we have. And I pursue it. One last thing, since I've gone long anyway. I just watched, you may be aware of this, but I just watched, because I watched the video of it happening, where the country of India sent a spacecraft up to the moon. And on the final approach of landing, they lost communications. And, you know, I watched the people sitting in the control room. Here's all that work. You saw the buildup to the excitement. We are almost at the surface. We are seconds away. And then it went silent. It went quiet. Nothing. They lost communications. They have no idea what happened. And I can think of what it would be like to be a person in that room. There are many issues with India. Well, like with India and Kashmir right now, what they're doing is less than gracious. But, you know, one of the things that happened is, and, you know, really fancy, of course, they had a chair set there for Prime Minister Modi to watch the events. And, I saw a man who still left with a smile, and it seemed to be offering encouraging words. He was only speaking a little bit of English. He was mostly you know, the Indian dialects. But, you know, so you couldn't catch, I couldn't catch much of it. But I sensed, you know, there was a encourage, press on. They made a serious effort. The difference between India, a bunch of Hindus, and the PCA is they tried. They tried to land a spacecraft on the moon. They actually did. I think it may have crash landed. It may have had a soft landing. Right now, nobody knows. Well, I don't know. Maybe somebody does know. But they tried. They tried a significant effort. And they're being driven by an obedience to whatever, you know, the Hindu gods. If you're obedient to Christ, you should do the same thing in the sense, pursue the difficult, such as love, such as reconciliation. Hindus can do it. Why not the PCA? I'm game. I'm willing to try. Please, join me. I know that I'm basically talking to myself. I understand that. But the Lord knows that after 7 years, I haven't given up. Because I'm in love with my wife. She obviously has no love for me. And I think she's probably deluded herself to thinking that she's loving her kids well, my kids well. No, that's not true. Sorry, that's not true. And I continue to petition the Lord for my wife's blessing. And it seems rather obvious that the best blessing she could ever have in this world is reconciliation. I pray she pursues it. Dorothy Jane, I'm seriously in love with you.